This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Eagles players rip Fox News for some misleading photos. The press says we have enough or have had enough of what's been going on with the players and the anthem, and it becomes a major source of conversation that flows throughout this land during the day. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So let's start with the Philadelphia Eagles. Odd that we're starting there, isn't it? Normally, I would start with North Korea or what's happening with that expensive investigation into Russia and the meddling into the 2016 election, or perhaps the Puerto Rico is releasing storm death information after a court ruling, and what does that all mean, and that David Koch is leaving politics behind with the business empire really sitting there waiting to be punched up even more, if that makes sense. And then the crazy hatchet attack suspect arrested in Kentucky. It's a mad world, folks. It really is. And oh yeah, then there were primaries, like the California Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom trying to get that top spot, and sure enough, he's on it. So what does all that mean? Primaries are important because it knocks out the also-rans and then narrows down who is going to run. There were some others that were knocked out, and I'll explain. But first, let's go to the whole Eagles flap and what was that about. Growing up in Philadelphia and having family members there and having, and of course, covering sports, my other love for NBC Sports Radio on the weekends, I'm very familiar with the situation with what happened with Colin Kaepernick, and I've had many conversations with many players about this. Here's the problem mixed into all of the nonsense. It's kind of like throwing dead wood on the fire. So the deal is with Philadelphia, none of the players ever trashed the anthem. They all stood for the anthem. But Fox Network, when they were talking about the story, I'm sure it was a producer or somebody else that just grabbed some footage, showed footage of them kneeling like they were not standing for the anthem, when in fact they were praying. They were kneeling in prayer. So of all things, that is absolutely brutal. The network did apologize for implying that players were protesting when they were actually kneeling in prayer, but this was a huge story that exploded all over the place. The White House decided that we're not going to deal with Philadelphia. They can only send 10 players on this date. We can't work out the president's schedule and these other dates they've given us, so 10 isn't enough, and they canceled it a day before the Eagles were supposed to come. There were 1,000 Eagles fans that were there on the lawn, and instead they did a patriotic celebration, and the president's certainly ignited a debate about the protest, and it's interesting. It's kind of these two points in our life, the NFL and the national anthem, that are all mixed up into the same pot. And this has been this way now for really 2 years when it blew open. So the president said in a statement on Monday night, the Philadelphia Eagles are unable to come to the White House with their full team to be celebrated tomorrow. They disagree with their president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem, hand on heart, in honor of the great men and women of our military and the people of our country. So then the people in Philadelphia, a lot of them freaked out because they said that's baloney. There's nothing but misinformation here because this was not happening in Philadelphia. You know, the president definitely has political reasons for keeping this feud with protesting NFL players open. I can't deny that. But the controversy, it's interesting where this controversy will go when the season kicks off in another 3.5 months or so. So is this a strategic move? Former Eagles wide receiver Torrey Smith, who was on the Super Bowl winning team but then was traded to the Panthers, sent out a bunch of tweets and he said so many lies. Here are some facts. Not many people were going to go. Number one, two, no one refused to go simply because Trump insists folks stand for the anthem. We didn't care about that. Number three, the president continues to spread the false narrative that players are anti-military. So a lot of players were fired up. So there's a lot of action on Twitter over this. And the president waited until a few hours before remaining team members were due to arrive to hit the cancellation button, and then that raised some questions about why the timing of that. The White House had a hard time explaining it. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders and one of the top lawyers for the president insisted the president had nothing to do with drafting a misleading statement, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, this is in the middle of the whole Russia investigation, and, you know, Robert Mueller continues to keep on keeping on. And in the meantime, you've got this anthem and choices and players and, you know, all of that. And preseason camps open in less than 2 months, and it still is going to be a very heavy, heavy it's going to be a heavy, heavy topic. You can weigh in. A few people have already done that. We're going to go to the mailbag in our next segment, and then a lot of them had to do with what happened with Philadelphia. I said this before, I can take a hard stance on anything. Trust me, I'm not afraid to weigh in. In this situation, I think there was some confusion as to what the facts were. So there were some false facts, absolutely, that were out there, and that kind of muddled things up. And then certainly Fox, that was a misstep with Fox, but they corrected it because I think they just grabbed footage, threw it up there, and just assumed, which can always be a problem, right? Because there are players that definitely kneel and pray, and that was absolutely what was happening there. By the way, Democrat Gavin Newsom wins the spot in California's governor race, so he's going to face John Cox, a Republican who's endorsed by the president. So there's a lot of hotly contested primaries that were going on. A couple of them include U.S. Representative Martha Raabe, who talked with the media while all over the place, where she was campaigning pretty heavily, and she's going to be one of those situations where it's a runoff. And then you go to New Jersey, and voters have a general election battle for the U.S. Senate between a moderate Republican ex-pharmaceutical executive, Bob Huggin, and Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, who he had a big challenge, but he staved off the challenge. So that will be interesting because that could swing in any direction. And I think there's a few places where it's looking like that. And then in New Mexico, in the gubernatorial race, Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham won a three-way Democratic primary. She's going to face another member of Congress, Republican Congressman Steve Pierce, in the winner-take-all race this fall. That's a big, big, big spot for sure. And there are others to report. But a lot of people went out and voted, it looked like. I saw a lot of voting stickers. Or maybe that's just people I know anyway. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Yeah, let's dig in the mailbag for sure. And we do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 emails that we will rip through. So that's perfect timing there. And how about this? This has to do with the whole patriotism thing and the Prez. Got a couple on all sides of this. This one is going to, I'm going to rifle them off. This one is from Donald. Interesting, huh? Not the Donald, but Donald says, Kate, listen to the show. Love it. I think you're the voice of reason. I love that you pay attention to people. More people should jam up your phone lines. But I know that the email is so popular, so I'm going to voice my opinion. Listen, I get angry when players don't stand for the anthem. Just leave the anthem alone. Stand for the anthem, for God's sake. It does mean something to so many of us, and you know that, and you get it. And if they want to protest, and they do have things to protest, and they do have a platform, then work on it a different way. I think I heard you say it was never handled right, and I agree with you 100%. All right, how about this one? This one is from Peter, and Peter says, the Eagles unable to come to the White House. I heard they really tried to work out a date, Kate. So I'm buying the Eagles on this one, not the Prez. I'm not against the Prez, but in this situation, I think they pumped out false information. Good for the players for saying that the timing and the nonsense was wrong and that those video clips that were released by Fox were ridiculous, especially since, of all things, they were praying. Shame on Fox. Hire some better producers. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Frank, and he says, Kate, screw the Philadelphia Eagles. Yikes. I am tired of these pampered, filthy, rich players being big crybabies about everything. Can't they just go and enjoy the moment to celebrate once again their huge victory with the leader of the free world, whether they agree with his politics or not? I do believe there was some misinformation on all sides of this, But I think there are certainly ways to go and be a part of a celebration without tilting it in any direction. Well, that's the thing. Again, the facts were not many people were going to go, but people, and I believe this, I talked to somebody with the Eagles that nobody was saying, and they were honest about it, that they really didn't have people saying they weren't going because of the anthem thing. But regardless, it just didn't come out right, and it didn't work on any side of this. We give you a couple more. Sam, I am. Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, screwed the pooch on all of this. I blame him for the anthem problems. He was never sensitive to the situation. I love his statements now. He's a joke, but he's making a ton of money, and he is the puppet to the owners, so he's going nowhere. He's the one who messed up the whole situation. Forget the Eagles and the White House and Trump and Jersey holding up and all that other stuff. We're going to have a big, massive headache when the season gets underway, trying to sort out who's standing, who's not, who's protesting, and you get what I'm saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It is going to be, it is going to be that kind of a season, I think. At least in the beginning of the season, it will be. There's no question about that. No question. All right, let's move on to something else. This one is from Joe, and Joe says, wow, Kate Spade. Kate, that is so sad. And the reason it's sad is it's not because she was some small-town girl that made a big name for herself and became this designer, etc. It's about that we're humans, and there was a disconnect somehow with her, and she was suffering from mental illness and needed help. She wasn't getting the help, and nobody could get through to her, and that's a very sad thing. Anytime you can save a life when we have such a beautiful life and a beautiful opportunity, and leaving and abandoning children is so sad, it would be a much better way to go. Got another one on that. Got this from Harvey, who says, my wife likes Kate Spade. I've bought her a couple of Kate Spade things when they were on sale, big time, Katie, because you know how expensive that stuff was. But it's a sad story that kind of hits home, and it's weird because I could care less about designers and people who are famous in the fashion industry. I don't even know anything about that. But I do know that because she had a name, it ignites that conversation about not really knowing people. Maybe your neighbor's feeling blue. Maybe the guy down the street's having trouble. Who knows? Wouldn't it be better if we were more connected to each other? And perhaps that is a reminder of it. Amen. Well said. I feel that. Don't you feel that? How connected are you to your neighborhood? The days of having those leisurely conversations, even if you were busy, are sort of over because people are running from place to place. People have their face in their phone and don't even realize it. In fact, I'm usually not guilty of that, but when my nephew was here at one point and I was answering important email, and I tried very hard not to do that very often, but he said, are you tweeting? No tweeting. And he grabbed my phone and said, I want your attention, and I'm taking the phone. And I thought that was interesting, but good for him. Not really realizing I hadn't been on that much, it doesn't matter. And that's part of the problem for so many of us, because we are harried, we are overwhelmed, and we're not connecting. And I worry about younger generations, and are they connecting? Some of them are, absolutely. But there needs to be more connection. And maybe there are more people that don't get lost in the spaces of suicide. All right, how about this? This is from JoJo, who says, Kate, you've been keeping us up to date on Kilauea. Thanks for that. I used to live on the Big Island. I agree with you. I've seen it erupt a few times, but nothing like it is now. And more homes are being destroyed by it. And it's also very sad what's happened in Guatemala as well, with the volcano erupting there. People just turned to ash. So what is going on with these volcanoes? Just happened to be at the same time. Yeah, very sad what happened in Guatemala. There's still, the death toll is still kind of off because of trying to find people, and they're buried and, you know, in the rubble and that whole thing, because they can't go in with where it's too hot. And so that's become a big deal. All right, here's another one. This one is from Matthew. Matthew says, Katie Kate. Oh, you guys and your nicknames. I've heard people call you that, so I hope you don't mind if I call you that. What's going on with the markets? It looks like they were up again. It's kind of a wild ride, isn't it? Oh, yeah. I mean, no matter what, look, we're always gambling, right? We're at the craps table. If you have a 401k, woohoo, especially if some company's matching it. But, yes, you know, you're sailing along and you're trying to figure out what fund's doing what, and that's, you know, the name of the game. That's what happens on Wall Street, and that's sometimes the stocks are up and negative news affects it and positive news bounces it back in certain ways. And, you know, that's the thing. It's sort of that, I don't want to say necessary evil because it also fuels the economy, but you just have to do your homework. If you're going to do it on your own, you have to do your homework. All right, let's move to something else. How about this? This is from Francis. And Francis says, Kate, are you paying attention to what's going on in tech? I know I've heard you talk about Tesla. Did you know Tesla is looking at Shanghai and Europe for plant plans, places where they may go? I did know that. They're talking about what the future looks like, and they've hinted that they might, you know, they're just figuring out where these factories would be. And right now, Tesla makes cars south of San Francisco in Fremont, and they have their Tesla Gigafactory, which makes only batteries outside of Reno in Nevada. But they're talking about where else they would go to ramp up production, because they're trying to ramp up Model 3 production from 3,500 a week to 5,000 a week in the next month. But where is that going to happen? There certainly have been some tense couple of weeks for Elon Musk, and shareholders will jump all over your back if you're not careful. And so, you know, the autopilot has been in the news lately after the Tesla crashes, so that also draws attention. And then, you know, with the shareholders, with the Q&A, Tesla said they're not going to build a motorcycle. He said he used to ride, but he was almost killed by a truck, so they're not going to do motorcycles. He's asked about that a lot. Anybody waiting for the cheaper $35,000 version of the Model 3, he says they're going to have to wait, that it's physically they would do it, but it's physically impossible. It's going to be in the first quarter of next year. They're going to open their own body shops in some locations. They could also offer same-day body repair. How about that? Well, if you drive a Tesla, it'd be nice if it was in your neighborhood or somewhere close by. I think you just got to know where all those charging stations are. Ooh, that could be disastrous if you run out of electricity. Where do I charge this thing? All right, hang with us here in America Tonight.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles were disinvited to the White House, but President Trump held an event anyway. The White House called it a celebration of America. Hundreds of Philly fans were on hand for the playing of patriotic songs and 3 minutes of comments from the president.
I want to take this opportunity to explain why young Americans stand for our national anthem.
At least two of the attendees took a knee on the South Lawn during the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner. The issue of athletes appearing at the White House came up at an NBA Finals press meeting in Cleveland. LeBron James said this year's champ won't be going to the White House.
I mean, I know no matter who wins this series, no one wants to invite anybody, so it won't be Golden State or Cleveland going.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To welcome to the show Ron Wieselmeyer. He's in our virtual green room right now. You're going to love the title of his book. You ready for this? Sex. It's sex. I'm serious. And the subtitle would be Badison or Goodest Pleasure. Ron, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
So in your book, I love it. I love the title because it's provocative, but it's really an interesting book. And I know you had a clear purpose for writing this book. Talk about where you saw the need and what got you thinking about, I need to do this book.
Well, it's kind of evolved over a period of years. Just different thoughts would come to my mind going way back 50 years or more ago, and about sexuality and how that so many people misinterpret what the real purpose of sexuality is. But what brought me to the point of writing this book now, because I never had any intention of being an author, my wife and I do short-term mission trips to different countries, and 3 years ago we were in Guatemala and El Salvador, and we visited three orphanages where they take these children that have been recaptured after being sold into the sex slave business. And we met some of these children, and we talked to the directors of these orphanages, and they said that these children will never be normal sexually. And after saying that, it just ripped my heart out. You know, we're talking about kids that are as young as 4 years of age, and then up into the low teens. And so after the time we had in El Salvador, we went back to Guatemala, and I locked myself in a room for almost a week and started writing, and that's how this book came about.
Wow. And so when you locked yourself in a room and you started writing, did the ideas just flow out?
Yeah, a lot of it just started to come out, you know, and then one thing would lead to another, and then it started to fall into place. And that's why when you look at the titles of the books and how that they follow one after another, it's just sort of one fell into place, and then the next one, and the next one, and a good share of the book is about all the problems related to sex when it's done outside of the plan of the Creator.
Yeah, and we should tell everyone, Ron, and we're speaking with Ron Wieselmeyer, of course, the author is a minister slash counselor, and you heard that a little bit in that story, and you help people find fulfillment, am I right, in their sexuality?
That's correct.
And do you find that because we put so much attachment to this word with so many in so many different ways that for some people it becomes shameful or negative, you know, even in a marriage situation, people just don't really know how to deal with it?
That's correct. There's two major themes to our sexuality. And the first one is procreation. And I think most people understand that. God planned it so that when a man and a woman come together intimately, the purpose is to bear children. And that's why most people still choose marriage to this day, even though less and less people are going that direction. And so that's the first one. The second one I call recreation. Meaning that sex is something to be enjoyed and experience real genuine fulfillment, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. The Bible makes it clear that in marriage, the bed is undefiled. In other words, there's nothing wrong with being close and nude with each other. In fact, when people are that way, life becomes more fulfilling than almost anything else we can do. When people are fulfilled, when they go off to work in the morning, they look forward to coming home in the evening. If they're not fulfilled in their relationship with their spouse, often they try to figure out ways to avoid coming home. Maybe they go to the bar or try to kill some time before they go home. But if it's done according to God's plan, we get excited about going home to our spouse.
And so I love that, close and nude. So of all the people that you must have great stories, of all the people that you've counseled, it has to be rewarding to you when you see a couple or you see a person who's struggling with this really understand it, and it has to open up their life. And you said it, I think, in other ways, right?
That's correct. And you're right. Life is so much more fulfilling if we're doing it according to the plan of the Creator.
Yeah, and in doing and obviously knowing biblically what you're talking about and doing the research that you did and obviously pointing to that too as well. Do you think it's, because you've done this for a while, do you think it's worse now than it's ever been, or do you think people are understanding that, or no, it's just the same struggle?
Well, I think for the most part it's worse. Some people will argue, no, it's just that it's coming to the fore more than in the past. But people have a way of following the lead. And when you have people that are unfulfilled and they're seeking for answers in life, and they may be undercover for a long time and experiencing a lot of depression and anxiety and guilt and those kinds of things. But now, because of people that have made a name for themselves, they're celebrities, whether it's in a leadership role of and politically or religiously or in sports, whatever, if that person is saying, hey, I think I found an answer here, other people say, well, let's give it a shot because we're empty too.
Oh, yeah. I understand what you're saying. There's no question about it. And we're speaking with Ron Wieselmeyer, and again, the name of the book is called Sex, Baddest Sin, or Goodest Pleasure. What's been the reaction to the book?
Most people say, hey, man, they never thought of it like this before. And just a couple of weeks ago, one person who purchased a copy of the book called me and he said, you know, I was reading that one chapter on celebrity sex, and he said, I thought I was reading today's newspaper. And yet I wrote that part about, I don't know, 3 years ago, and I never thought of it that way. But when he said that, all you have to do is pay attention to the news, and you know what's going on in Washington, what's going on in Hollywood, and different states where they're pushing for new ideas about how they can be fulfilled sexually. It's one of the terms that I use in the book, which is I say that we're a lot like lemmings. We follow the leader, and we go downhill very fast and furious.
Yeah, there you go. And that's an interesting term, absolutely, to use it that way. And I said the subtitle, Baddest Sin or Goodest Pleasure. What do you mean by baddest sin?
Well, that's kind of interesting how that came about. You know, in the Bible, in the first few chapters, when talking about creation, and then when it got to the last day of the week, God created, after creating animals in the sky and birds and all these other things, at the end of each day, he said, and it was good. He created man, he said, it was very good. So I said, well, that sounds like goodest, the opposite of goodest. That would just bad or evil. So I just use the term goodest and baddest.
Yeah, I like that, goodest and baddest, because it definitely conjures up images, that's for sure. When I mentioned this before, when you work with people in your work and you talk to them about how they feel about their sexuality and marriages and family and society, what is there one common thread that you get back in the beginning of counseling somebody about sexual intimacy that may help all the people that are listening and are going to want to go buy your book?
Boy, that's a one common thread. That's a good question, because there's every situation is so different. But I'd have to say that the one common thread is that people's lives are such that they're suicidal. They're trying to find answers. They're just empty, and they're trying to find something that will fill that vacuum.
Right, and so that's the reason that you feel like people get into these problems and they wrestle with the equation. But you said it. I love the way you said this too, Ron. Close and nude, and the feeling of that intimacy, because you use the word intimacy, and that's really the big part of it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the book is terrific, and I would tell anyone listening to this, don't wrestle with those questions, Ron. It really has his finger on the pulse of something very important, and the book is called Sex, Baddest Sin, or Goodest Pleasure. Ron, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Well, you're very welcome. You have a blessed day.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now, Julian Assange keeps threatening that he's got some amazing amount of damaging information about Hillary Clinton that's going to be floated right before the election. So who better to join us on ATN than Michael Dougherty? He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. He's a board member at Snoop Wall. I mean, his credentials would take us half an hour to go through. And he's written this great book that you need to pick up, The Devil Inside the Beltway, The Shocking Exposé of the U.S. Government Surveillance and Overreach into Cybersecurity, Medicine, and Small Business. Michael, always fun to have you on the show.
Good to be here, Identate.
So, Julian Assange, what's he got on Hillary Clinton? What do you think the deal is there?
Well, first of all, when they put a bag over your head, and it's like we should be playing Carly Simon's song, Anticipation. Everyone's guessing, everyone's waiting. And all you can look at is like the statistical odds. Because here's a guy who has so much power and credibility because he comes through with what he says he's going to come through. So I hang my head on that. At the same time, he probably, and this is my guess, is getting a bunch of pressure about, don't look like you're helping Trump and trying to destroy Hillary. And the 10th anniversary was one thing. And he wants to string up the attention. I mean, this is a vigilante journalist. His whole thing is attention. So he's trying to steal the spotlight so he can raise money and raise importance. But he better come up with the goods. Now, he says he's got stuff on the government, and he says he's got stuff on cybersecurity, and he's got all this stuff. He doesn't say, I'm going to destroy Hillary Clinton. Those are the Trump people saying, I'm going to destroy Hillary Clinton.
Right.
I'm a little surprised he still didn't have it a couple days ago, but he says he's dropping something this week, and I am not going to, and he says he's going to drop something. Got about, I think, about 100,000 files at least.
Wow.
There's a million files, I think, and it's before the election's up. So he's going to string this through. And this type of narrative, I can't help Hillary. It can't help her. So, you know, because it's all going to focus on the government status quo communications. And she was there the entire time. So it's going to be very interesting as far as when he's going to drop. But, you know, he needs to get on with it.
He does need to get on with it. I mean, this is like the boy who cried wolf, for goodness sake. If he doesn't, if there's not a payoff, like you said, I mean, it's ridiculous because he's been dragging this out for a while now. And you're right. He mentions Clinton, but the people who have really inflated it even more are guys like Roger Stone, who, as you know, was the former right-hand guy for Donald Trump's campaign. And he's the guy who's saying that these revelations will absolutely implode on Hillary Clinton's campaign. And like you said, it's not going to do them much good because they have to sit here and dance around it. But they're used to doing that. They had to do that with half of the issues that have hit her squarely in the head. I say the Clintons are like Teflon. What's up with that?
Well, that's because if you read Solinsky's, you know, Rules for Radicals, part of group control is numbing them. I mean, it's like, you know, we have, what have we seen if you're an observer? We've seen scandal after scandal after scandal. We've seen no accountability. So what does that do if you're someone outside the power grid and you're just living your life as an American, which is most of us? Well, you think, what can I do? You feel deflated. You feel frustrated. You feel if you get all upset, what's the point? So people get numb and dumb. And, you know, I hope that doesn't continue. You know, and they justify things. People purchase on emotion, and they justify with facts. So hopefully they're going to stay angry and go to the polls and vote for Trump. But, you know, it is going to be interesting to see. It's going to be tight. It's going to be close. I mean, you know, I still, what's ironic about this is I really do believe this is Trump's to lose. And if he has another debate performance where he leaves all the food on the table, then there's going to be a problem. No one really wants Trump to run around acting like a 3-year-old, you know, yelling names and being that kind of thing.
Right.
But when tennis balls are thrown up, they're easy hits by Hillary during a debate, you're supposed to hit them. And for someone that is saying, you know, you're fired. I would have fired him on that performance. He needs to show, but it's the first one, and he is
right.
I mean, we really know what he needs to do. He needs to turn it around. I mean, everyone wants to see him turn it around in a clear, effective, on the balls of your feet manner, and put her on her heels in a factual manner, not a name calling temper tantrum manner. He does that, we're back in business.
All right, so that's how he has to answer in this second debate, which is coming up Sunday. To me, I said this all along, Michael, that everything really kind of hangs in the balance with these debates because it's must-see TV, to steal a phrase from NBC back in the day, that people are just glued to this. They can't get enough of the show of the one-on-one, and we've got two more of these, and I think this could be make or break for either one of them, actually.
No, I agree, and this is where Assange comes to so important, because if he's got, I mean, this government has evolved so much over the past century that they all know how to keep bags over everyone's head. And it's sad to say we have to have an activist journalist who's working with hackers that's hacking their computers from overseas to inform the public what's going on, because you know the major media is not going to do it. So come on, Julian, we want to know what the truth is. Who doesn't? And that will fuel the debate.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'd be remiss not to ask you this since you're here. On another note, what's going on with Yahoo and the information that they were willing to dump out to whatever agency? This was your expertise, because we don't really know who it is. We have some ideas, but they just, Marissa Mayer, who runs Yahoo, lost two people that were high up in her ranks because they refused to comply with what she was going to do with the government. But apparently more of this spying on people who were Yahoo subscribers.
Well, this is what this is. The peak argument of this isn't even Yahoo. The peak argument is, hey, we're the NSA and we want to see everything, and just trust us because we're just trying to get the criminals. And then the tech companies are going, you have a decision to make, yay or nay. And so I'm sure she's made herself very unpopular with people in Silicon Valley. And it's tough when you're the CEO, you also have to look in the mirror and go, how do I look in orange stripes, black stripes, you know, what do I look?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, and then you've got the law, and then you've got the hassle index. And, you know, it is a tough decision given the current quagmire of the law right now. And it is a tough decision because if we're not going to trust the government, and look, the government's never going to be perfect. But what's our choice? To protect ourselves. So it's not an easy answer. And, you know, it's the price we want to pay. These people that want to hurt us want to infiltrate through back doors and foundationally and play dirty. And, you know, we are at a very tough decision-making time. And it's interesting when all the facts are laid out, you find Democrats that are voting for the NSA. So it's hard because we don't have all the facts.
Yeah.
And the public never gets all the facts.
Yeah. And so how do you bridge that gap of, I guess you can't. It just has to be because you can't release all the info.
Well, I think you build more trust in government by showing the public that when someone does something wrong, they're going to get punished. And that's the problem. We're not showing that. Lois Lerner is on, you know, permanent vacation. We're paying for it. And, you know, and if you go after a bureaucrat, we get to pay their law firm out of our money over $1,000 an hour. And they all drag it out for years. And look at Hillary Clinton. So when there's no accountability within the government, then people are afraid to give the NSA everything. Because you get people like Hillary or Obama who then make all the agencies give them the information so they can go after their enemies. That's the problem. And if the public doesn't wake up to that, that is what they should, that's the direct attack right there. And it's going to be up to the public to do it, right? Because people in bureaucracies, I mean, they don't eat their own, you know, and that's where we have to wake up. And that's why I wish Donald would just put his total professional sharp as attack hat on the next month. And because this whole infrastructure of really thinking of the American public as them and the bureaucrats as us has got to stop.
Yeah, boy, that's such an interesting take. And, you know, because you were in the middle of this, that you're right. It is us and them. No matter where you are, whether you're conservative, whether you're liberal, whether you're somewhere in between, whether you're no label, it doesn't matter. I mean, it is us and them, them and us. It's crazy. It's like sports, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you look at all the cronies inside D.C. that are going for Hillary now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and, oh, he'll do this or that. I'm like, you know, I don't know how I could endorse her. I could endorse nobody,
right.
But I couldn't endorse her. I mean, if your concern is all that, because it's just more of the same. And, you know, we keep kicking the can down the road, and I don't know what shape America is going to be in when we finally get a chance to repair it.
Yeah, well said. Michael Dougherty, always fun to catch up with you. Thank you so much. Again, you can pick up his book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Thanks, Michael.
Good talking to Kate. Take care.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.